This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we got plenty of time to answer your questions. 877-726-8255. We'll get your calls in just a moment. But I talked earlier about a Lancet study that suggests that the world's population is at risk and the planet is going to be devastated if we don't dramatically curtail our intake of animal protein and switch to a plant-based diet. And another thing that's got the nutrition world in an uproar this week is a new analysis commissioned by the World Health Organization that suggests that we eat more whole grains. And isn't that what we've been talking about in the past couple of years, is that gluten can create problems? There's a very popular book. Many of you have read it or aware of it. Dr. David Perlmutter wrote a book called Grain Brain, in which he advanced the thesis that gluten and dietary carbohydrates are pushing our current epidemic of Alzheimer's disease. And so many people are not chewing but eschewing whole grains on a wholesale basis. So this new story, eating more fiber and whole grains may mean a lower risk of death and disease. What they say here, this is USA Today, and their interpretation of it is that you ought to be eating more whole grain bagels. They say that research has noted that people who had higher intakes of dietary fiber and whole grains had lower rates of chronic diseases like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes compared to those with diets low in fiber and whole grains. Okay, so there is a bit of a problem with this line of reasoning. And that is that virtuous people eat more fiber and whole grains. Unvirtuous people, well, they may do a lot of sloppy things with their lives. They may eat a lot of meat and processed foods. They may stop exercising. They may smoke a little. They may drink a little too much. They certainly don't exercise very much. But the conscientious people are getting plenty of whole grain fiber. And I don't have a problem with people who tolerate whole grains and eat whole grains, and that's healthy. But a lot of people in my practice don't tolerate whole grains. They have gastrointestinal problems. They have allergies and immune reactions. And so we tell them to go on a lower carb diet. They also, of course, have insulin resistance. And whole grains are rich in starch and carbohydrates, as well as fiber. So getting some people to lose weight requires that they eliminate even whole grains, certainly refined grains. We know that you don't want people to eat Wonder Bread. Everybody recognizes that. But when it comes to whole grains, how many people eat bulgur wheat instead of whole grain bagels, right? Because bagels are more palatable and more easily available. And there's lots of breakfast cereals that are touting the fact that they're made of whole grains. Maybe a small percentage of their content is whole grains, in addition to chemicals and additives and refined carbohydrates. So the problem with this story is that it's going to confuse people. And what is undoubtedly true about this story is that high-fiber diets are associated with a 15 to 31% reduction in the risk of death and disease. But you can get that fiber from sources other than whole grains, And that's what the story doesn't disclose. The story simply says that, you know, when looking at people on the aggregate, and some of them consume whole grains, but the main thing is they're consuming a lot of fiber. They do better. They do better in terms of cardiovascular disease, a 2 to 19% decrease in death, type 2 diabetes, colorectal cancer. Okay, whole grains. No, not whole grains. Not necessarily. You can consume fiber from flaxseed, and nuts and vegetables. These are sources of fiber that are not necessarily laden with allergens and immune stimulating substances like gluten and lectins. And beans for some are an option. They're rich in fiber, but for others they're problematic. So you can consume plenty of fiber without ever touching whole grains or beans. That's what's recommended on a paleo diet, since whole grains and beans are considered products of the agricultural revolution, which brought benefits in terms of a surging population, but also introduced diseases that were unknown prior to the introduction of modern agriculture. So, that's one of the controversies that's raging in the nutrition world, and now you know about it. And now let's talk to Lucille in New Jersey. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm a 77-year-old, have kyphoscoliosis, and I also suffer from GERD.
Can I define that for our listening audience? You're bent over, right, and you're tilted to the side, right? Kyphosis is bent forward, and then the scoliosis is tilted to one side. So kyphoscoliosis, I mean, you got, you know,
exactly.
I have bent over whammy. And a twist. Double whammy. Right. Very
yes.
Good.
Yep. And I also suffer from GERD. And years ago, I read your book, 7 Weeks to a Settled Stomach, I think it was, and the aloe vera gel that you recommended, and I still take it. But I have another problem. I have osteoporosis.
Yep.
And several doctors have urged me to start taking either Reclast or Prolia.
Yep.
And I know both of them have bad side effects. All of the bone medications do. But these two especially are the only ones I can take because of the GERD.
Because the other ones are oral and they can irritate the stomach, so those
correct.
Are injectable. Reclast and Prolia are injectable.
Right.
They bypass the stomach.
I wondered if you had any opinion, if I were to make a choice, which one I should go to. I feel I have to do something because the curvature is getting worse and I'm afraid of, you know, fractures.
So here's the deal. I would have to know a little bit more about you, but, you know, even the GERD that you have may be exacerbated by the fact that when you're bent over, you're compressing your thorax. So you may actually have more reflux because of the, you know, hunchbacked posture that you're forced to assume because of the kyphoscoliosis. So it can actually have an impact on the GERD. But coming back to, you know, which is the lesser of the two evils, you know, Reclast is a medication that is injected, I think, every few months. You do a series of treatments. And I saw a patient the other day who I actually had recommended. She had such severe osteoporosis. I said, go get some definitive treatment because, you know, even with the nutrition that I'm giving you and the strontium and all these powerful things that seem to restore bone, you're going to need a medication. And even her osteoporosis specialist, she gave her 3 treatments. And the doctor said, I'm not going to give you any more because I'm concerned that if I give you more treatments, we may actually weaken your bone. There's something called spontaneous fractures that are caused by poor bone structure that develops when you use these bone-augmenting drugs. So Reclast, she benefited, her bone improved, but even the doctor who promotes these medications said, I'm going to hold off. So Prolia also has certain side effects. Some people have symptoms. They feel achy. They don't feel well. There are problems associated with Prolia. And Prolia probably also has this consequence. If you take too much, the bone will look denser, but it won't necessarily be stronger. And now I got to say, it's sort of like between the devil and deep blue sea. I think Reclast has a longer track record. And, you may want to take a couple of infusions. I really don't have a strong opinion. I would, my area of expertise is in supporting people who take these medications, giving them the right nutrients like strontium, Ostera, which is a hops-derived supplement, vitamin K2, adequate vitamin D, Osteothera with a perflavone. These are some of the supplements that I favor, and I actually have listed them in an osteoporosis protocol, which you can find at drhoffmanstore.com for my patients with osteoporosis. So, you know, once you're at the stage where you need medication, or worse, there are risks associated with both, but you probably have to pull the trigger on a medication. All right? Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you can call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. But first, a shout out to Al, who's home nursing a case of pneumonia. Al should have been listening when we were talking about Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus black elderberry liquid, because during this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. I know he was running himself ragged, putting shows on at Radio America, but there's an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. That's Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus black elderberry liquid, both a variety of vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. And Protocol's abiotic delivers seasonal support for healthy immune response. It's got olive leaf extract, elderberry, and oregano oil. Protocol's Sambucus black elderberry liquid possesses a variety of natural compounds that help to maintain health and well-being, such as potent free radical scavenging anthocyanins and other beneficial nutrients. Protocol for Life Balance is a pharmaceutical-grade line of dietary supplements only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. All right. This item is of great interest because a lot of people like green tea. Of course, we talked about green tea CR phytosome from Purity Products. That's a way you can get your green tea in an encapsulated form. But for those of you who drink green tea, here's a tip. Researchers report a boost in healthy antioxidants for green tea brewed with bottled as opposed to tap water. So don't just turn on the faucet and make your green tea. Get bottled water. Why is that? In tests conducted at Cornell Sensory Evaluation Center, consumers liked green tea brewed using tap water more than using bottled water because it produced a sweeter taste. Why is that? Because it's something about the tap water that is rich in minerals, but the calcium and magnesium in tap water can actually interfere with the polyphenols like EGCG, bind to them and make them as bioavailable to your taste buds, so it tastes better or sweeter or less bitter, but it also doesn't deliver the full complement of the useful antioxidants. So they say bottled water where calcium magnesium has been filtered out and where the iron concentration is brought down a notch is able to extract EGCG more efficiently. I suppose you also might get that same effect if you use water filtration to take some of the excess minerals out of the water before you brew your green tea. So there you have it. This item about intravenous vitamin C. Intravenous vitamin C, something that I've been using for decades for many uses for patients with infections, mono, hepatitis, colds, flus, chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr virus, but also for cancer. And we're following in the footsteps of Linus Pauling, who recommended high-dose vitamin C, and he was ridiculed. He was absolutely ridiculed and ostracized for talking about high-dose intravenous vitamin C for cancer. They thought he'd just gone gaga. He was a brilliant chemist. He was one of the Nobel Prize winners in chemistry for his discoveries. And then he went gaga because he was talking about intravenous vitamin C. Well, it turns out this study shows that there is a radiosensitization of pancreatic cancer after you give a patient vitamin C. So if you're using radiation, consider intravenous vitamin C as a prelude to the radiation because the high doses of vitamin C in the bloodstream will make the tumor more likely to be zapped by the radiation. Some people think, well, don't take vitamins or supplements for radiation. It will protect the tumor. The antioxidants will shield the tumor. No, in effect, there's a benefit to intravenous vitamin C for radiation therapy. And a companion study from the University of Iowa just showed that intravenous vitamin C, get this, increased cancer survival from a mere 12.7 months to 21.7 months. These are average survivals. Some patients did better, some patients did worse. But that's a gain of 9 months, a 70% gain. And this is not the vitamin C alone. It's when vitamin C is combined, of course, with other types of therapy, surgery, radiation, chemotherapy. But the intravenous vitamin C is a powerful adjunct to currently available therapies for cancer. So it's getting a big vindication with the latest research. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030.
Welcome back to Children's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number for live callers on today's broadcast. But we've got other ways that you can get questions to us. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. One word, radioprogram@AOL.com. And we'll use those questions as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our popular weekday podcasts. You can listen to them via Stitcher or via iTunes or your favorite podcast delivery service. We're now on Spotify. Or you can go to our website at drhoffman.com, and on the home page you can click on a little box that'll appear on the right side of your screen, and it'll prompt you to record a call, as did Laura. So let's hear from Laura. What's your question?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, was just wondering what the latest treatment for Hashimoto's thyroiditis has been. I was diagnosed recently and have just received a bevy of information on many different treatment modes, combining holistic treatment and Western treatment, diet change. So it's very, very dizzying, and wanted to know if you had the latest insights on the treatment for this.
Okay, well, you seem well informed, Laura. And the Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune form of thyroid deficiency. It's actually the most common cause of low thyroid. And it afflicts primarily women, although it can affect men. It's a prime example of an autoimmune disease in which your immune system goes awry and attacks a part of your body, which in this case is your thyroid. And the problem with Hashimoto's thyroiditis is that the only conventional treatment is to wait until your thyroid is kaput and then replace the thyroid hormone that your thyroid's not making. In other words, give you a synthetic thyroid, Synthroid or L-thyroxine, and maybe you'll feel better. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't attack the underlying autoimmunity. It just makes your thyroid produce enough thyroid hormone, but you could still feel lousy if you have Hashimoto's. And so Hashimoto's, in my opinion, not so much, this is not the mainstream medical view, it's not just a matter of checking to see whether you need thyroid hormone and then replacing it if it's low. It's a matter of normalizing your immune response. And therefore, diet is of crucial importance, and there's a very strong correlation. You should definitely avoid gluten, because there's a strong correlation between gluten intolerance and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I've seen it again and again in the years that I've been in practice. Patients who go on a gluten-free diet, or better yet, a paleo diet, avoiding wheat and dairy and virtually all grains. And it's not a bad idea to do that anyway, because you feel so weak and lethargic, your metabolism is so slow that you often gain a lot of weight when you have Hashimoto's. So a paleo diet can be helpful for weight reduction or keeping those extra pounds off. And then, you know, taking the things that support a normal immune function, i.e. vitamin D is very helpful. Fish oil is very helpful. So these are some of the things that you can do. There are entire books that have been written about this. I think a book is called The Thyroid Solution by Dr. Amy Myers is one of the good ones on this subject. She's also written The Autoimmune Solution. There's plenty of good advice in those books on that subject. You know, one thing that you could do that is not something that you can self-administer, a doctor can prescribe low-dose naltrexone, or LDN. I find that LDN is helpful in autoimmune conditions and can help alleviate problems. But Hashimoto is often accompanied by other forms of autoimmunity, a positive ANA, mixed connective tissue disease. There's some people who have three, four, five different autoimmune diseases simultaneously, and that's just a sign that Hashimoto's is the tip of the iceberg. It may be an indicator that your immune system has gone awry. All right. That's, you know, a lot more to be said. Entire books have been written on, you know, how the microbiome relates to this, how digestion and the bacteria within your gut can trigger these disorders. The place to start with is a healthy diet. It can help normalize a lot of these problems. Okay, this item is of importance to people who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, and it kind of underlies the importance of gluten in triggering a lot of health problems. In a new study, researchers from Columbia University Medical Center have found that a significant subset of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome have gastrointestinal symptoms and blood markers associated with not celiac disease, but something called NCWS, non-celiac wheat sensitivity. And many patients that I've said, look, not all patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, they eliminate gluten and presto, change-o, they're fine. But a certain subset of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome, they're enormously better when they get off wheat and gluten. So I'm not quite sure how they did this, because they use some experimental techniques, because there's no blood test that's a reliable blood test that tells you in every case that you're sensitive to wheat. But they did blood samples in 131 CFS patients versus 86 healthy controls, and they found a bunch of the blood markers that are associated with non-celiac wheat sensitivity. 20 of the CFS patients, that's a minority, but still a significant minority, were identified as having these blood markers. Only four control subjects, four out of 86, had these markers. That's a significant difference. So this suggests that a trial of gluten or wheat elimination is a reasonable thing to undertake if you're suffering from CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome. This item should cause some alarm to some of you out there. You know, there's a new feature on my iPhone that tells me how many hours I've spent in the past day or week peering at a screen. And it's scary because it could be like 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 6 hours. Well, I do a lot of my work on using an iPad, so that's at least partially my excuse. But I also spend a lot of time sort of goofing around on Facebook, looking at pictures, looking at what my relatives and friends put up, and looking at, you know, Twitter stuff that's ultimately mean-spirited and, you know, angry. And so we spent a lot of hours looking at screens. Survey, Americans spend nearly half their waking hours looking at screens. Researchers calculate the average adult logs 6 hours, 43 minutes of total screen time daily. Over a typical lifespan, that would be nearly 8,000 days on the screen. That's out of your entire life. And, of course, that includes TV time. The problem's getting worse. 3 in 4 participants believe they simply spend too much time in front of screens. 53% take breaks from their computer. Then they go check their phone. Another 27% admit to watching TV and looking at their phone at the same time. I'm a multitasker. I do that. So I get like double exposure, because, you know, so the pace of some of these sports events is pretty slow, especially baseball or, you know, football. It's like between the plays, you know, you check your iPad. Maybe you're shopping for some new item, or you're looking at the news. You know, it's, maybe you're looking up a statistic on one of your favorite players. I mean, you got to keep it moving a little bit with your switching screens. A whopping 92% of the 18 to 35 age group checks their phone immediately after waking up. Just 51% of those over 55. I guess I'm guilty of that sometimes. About 3 in 5 millennials also admit feeling, quote, anxious and irritated if they can't check their phone. While only 1 in 5 baby boomers feel that same way. You know, I got to say, I need connectivity. When I don't have connectivity, I start to get the heebie-jeebies. I go through some withdrawal. And this item, you know, those TV ads are effective. Teens likely to crave junk food after watching TV ads. I mean, you've seen it on TV. It's like those late night ads for gooey pizza. And it's always like photo styled in such a way that it's gleaming and gooey. And you can practically smell the aroma coming off in waves from your TV screen. These commercials are designed to make us hungry. And now you don't even have to jump in your car and go to the pizza place. You can order in. There's so many apps that you can just use an app and you'll have instantaneous pizza delivery or fast food delivery or bucket of chicken delivered to your apartment or doorstep. Teenagers who watch more than 3 hours of commercial TV a day are more likely to eat hundreds of extra junk food snacks, according to a new report. Energy and other soda drinks high in sugar, takeout food, and potato chips and French fries were some of the foods which were more likely to be eaten by teens who watched a lot of TV with advertising. So this clearly is stoking an epidemic of disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, the TV it's like we ban smoking from TV ads. Maybe it's time to take a look at some of the ads that we see so frequently on TV for soda, for sugary products, and for foods that ultimately are costing our nation billions in medical costs and productivity costs, lost productivity, due to their adverse effects on our health. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can call us at 877-726-8255. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Let me tell you about a great offer, and you can take advantage of it during this program. It has to do with a new and improved formula for Impurity Products. It's Green TCR Phytosome. And we talked to Chris Killam, the medicine hunter, who calls it the little pill with big health benefits. It's got a phytosome matrix, which is the most efficient delivery system to boost its green tea's power by over 200% compared with regular green tea. And it also contains curcumin and resveratrol, so it's your one-stop shop for energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. And the good news is that our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Yep, free bottle. It just involves $4.95 for shipping. And you can claim your free bottle today. Call right now. Take advantage of this free giveaway. Experience the power of this trio of super nutrients and see how good you can feel. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle of Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift if you call now. Again, for your free bottle of green TCR and B12 Energy Melts, call this number, 800-218-6030. That's 800-218-6030. Call now as these move fast, 800-218-6030 for green TCR phytosome. Okay, let's take one of those recorded calls. We got a call from Joy.
Hi, my name is Joy, diagnosed narcoleptic. When I eat, I find, especially with a heavy meal, I'm extra tired. And generally, if I'm relaxing, I will fall asleep. So the only way to manage this, besides my medication, is to eat lighter meals in the day. I don't believe I'm necessarily getting the right nutrients then. And I was wondering what I could do to improve this in terms of diet. That would be great.
Okay. Well, narcolepsy is a problem that really is influenced by diet. Sometimes people have a case of narcolepsy which is not entirely alleviated even by the best diet, because there's some sort of brain or central nervous system mechanism that's thrown off. And then it sometimes requires a medication to turn that around. You say you're on a medication. There are stimulants that are used for this. But the primary medication that's used, and I, you know, I have a couple of my patients on it, is Provigil. There's another variant of it. It's called Nuvigil. And these aren't as addictive as other stimulants like Ritalin and Adderall. And they also don't produce the highs and lows that are associated with the older stimulants. But they can be helpful, but you really need to combine that with diet. Now, you've discovered that big meals, you know, put you to sleep. Okay, well, there's nothing new about that. You know, that's the way that lions eat. You know, they, you know, kill a wildebeest or some big animal, and they chow down on it, and then they climb up in a tree, and they sleep for a couple of days. That's what happens when you eat a big meal, because it puts a burden on your digestive system. The blood is shunted away from your brain. Your autonomic nervous system goes into digestive mode, which is not exactly thinking, focusing, and concentrating mode. And that's the way nature prioritizes digestion. So what really helps is a very low-carb diet. Carbs are deadly when it comes to sleepiness, and so you really want to go on a very low carb diet to alleviate this problem. That's going to make a difference for you. So consider that as really the mainstay of your strategy for staying awake. You may want to try even a ketogenic diet, which is very low carb, less than 5% carbohydrates. Focus on fish, chicken, meat, eggs, and lots and lots of vegetables for fiber, but use unstarchy vegetables. Avoid potatoes and have less in the way of carrots and squash, or the winter squash anyway. Summer squash is fine. And try the ketogenic diet, because that could really make a difference in your symptomatology. So, you know, the other thing is it really has been shown that there is a relationship between diet and sleep, to the extent that sleep deprivation causes an increase in appetite, and the increase in appetite may cause you to have sleep disturbances. So there's really crosstalk, there's sort of a back and forth two-way street between the sleep center and the appetite center. The less you sleep, the more hungry you're going to get, and the more your cravings will develop. People have narcolepsy. They fall asleep during the daytime, but they often have crappy or disturbed sleep at night. Also, if you have narcolepsy, what you really want to look at is you want to look at a sleep study and see what's happening with your nighttime sleep. You may have some sort of palatal deformity or some sort of airway deformity that causes you to have obstructive sleep apnea. I hope you've had proper sleep study as part of your evaluation of the narcolepsy, because you're falling asleep in the daytime may be related to incomplete sleep at night. And then you crave more food, especially carbohydrates and sugar, and you make the problem worse. You gain weight. Your airway closes more because your throat circumference increases when you gain weight. And it's a vicious cycle. So you want a complete workup in that regard. Well, thanks very much for joining us, and make sure that you take advantage of all the resources that we have for Intelligent Medicine. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. There's more to it than just the show. We've got podcasts during the week. We've got a great newsletter. And you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and we're on Facebook. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.